Yo.
Welcome to Native America Calling. From Studio 869 in Isleta Pueblo, I'm Tara Gatewood. Today on our July Music Maker, we're taking it to Canada to hear from Matt Mack, a very skilled and inspirational First Nation musician and producer. His latest album is titled 2020, and it's clearing the air with sounds like this. With you, it's all right, I'm numb inside, but then your love is like a melody that's stuck in my mind. Coming up right after National Native News, Matt Mack will join us to share how he makes his beats and finds the right words to match their energy. Stay tuned. But lust is like chains that no one escapes, so
you're the devil in disguise that charms me like crypto. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Native leaders are applauding the Biden administration's announcement to freeze old-growth timber sales in Alaska's Tungus National Forest. Marina Anderson, tribal administrator with the organized village of Kasan on Prince of Wales Island, says the end to old-growth logging is welcome news, as their region has been hit hard by a legacy of clear cuts.
We hear commonly that we're doing this for the next seven generations or the seventh generation down the line. However, we've been here for over 10,000 years, and we plan on being here for well over 10,000 years. We don't have an expiration date on ourselves because we are part of this ecosystem.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it will invest $25 million and partner with tribes and Alaska Native corporations to support Southeast Alaska's economy. It's a reversal from the Trump administration's policies that put resource extraction front and center. Tribal leader Paula Peterson says it's been exhausting for Indigenous people each time there's a political transition in Washington.
They go back and forth, and it's not fair to the people of the land. So I would like to see us getting some protection long-term.
Alaska Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy criticized the move. He said narrow election results and political donations from environmental groups do not justify this federal agency's policy flip-flop. The Oglala Lakota tribe is confirming the first case of the COVID-19 Delta variant in a county within the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. The tribe's vice president, Alicia Musso, says the tribe will continue to operate under safety protocols.
We're going to continue to do all the prevention measures that we have in place already, including our mask mandates. We are watching our risk level to see, you know, how we move and things we need to do if we need to go back into, working from home potentially. But we are watching it carefully and taking all of the necessary precautions and procedures to ensure that our community is safe.
Health officials say the Delta variant is the most dominant strain in the U.S. A First Nation in British Columbia has released its report on the unmarked graves found at the site of Canada's largest former residential school 2 months ago. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the tragedy may be larger than first believed.
A specialist in the use of ground-penetrating radar says there are still about 160 acres of land to be examined before the total number of graves can be confirmed at the former Kamloops Residential School. Professor Sarah Beaulieu says her search identified 200 possible graves, but there is a larger area still to search at the site. She says only a forensics investigation would determine the true number of children buried on the grounds of the former school. Chief Roseanne Casimir of the Tecumlux-Tushiquepmuc First Nations acknowledged residential school survivors and those who made the discovery of the unmarked graves possible. But Casimir also again called on the Catholic Church for an apology.
There has never been an apology from the highest level of the Roman Catholic Church. To be clear, the Roman Catholic Church has repeatedly refused to accept responsibility or formally apologize for its direct role in the numerous and horrific abuses.
Casimir says in order to identify the children buried at the site, the First Nation needs the records of those who attended the school. She called on Ottawa to release attendance records, and she also called on the Oblates of Mary Immaculate, a Catholic missionary that operated many of the country's residential schools, to also release any records it has. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP. The Native Urban Elder Needs Assessment Survey will provide data to improve urban Indian elder health equity. Elders are underrepresented in data, and you can help. Info and survey at uiacoalition.org.
Support by BNSF Railway, proudly supporting the nation's economy by moving the goods that feed, supply, and power communities across the country. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
This is Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood, coming to you live from my homelands, Oshirwaukee. Canadian music producer and recording artist Matt Mack from the Garden Hill First Nation out of Manitoba is sharing some of his world with us today on our July Music Maker. The intro track on his album 2020 is a welcome and invitation into his creativity, where he makes his statement on life and his love for this project that he says he's worked hard on night and day. He also declares being born blind won't deter him from fulfilling his dreams. And to the backdrop of piano sounds, he drops this line: "If you took a look at me, you probably would make your assumptions and say I wouldn't amount to much." In this hour, you'll get to hear how he has dissolved this notion with his passion and music. The album features booming beats and musical stories of facing the tide, as well as simply enjoying life. And I have several of his songs ready to share with you today, which you may want to turn the bass up a notch or two higher. And when you are ready to jump into this conversation, dial 1-800-99-NATIVE. And the first 10 callers to do so will receive a complimentary copy of the album 2020, courtesy of Niwi Jian Records. And so, right now, it is my honor to welcome in our guest, Matt Mack, who joins us today from the Garden Hill First Nation. Matt Mack, welcome to Native America Calling.
I appreciate you for having me.
And so, we're eager to get to the music, but I'd like to just give you a moment to just introduce folks to your story a bit and what really drove you to make the sounds we're about to hear.
Well, I was always interested in music growing up in a household in as to where like a lot of music was being played. Like a lot of my family, like they don't do music completely, but they listen to a lot of music. So I grew up with a lot of gospel and from my mom, and hip hop and rock from my siblings. So, like, hearing a lot of that just really inspired me to get into music.
And then you came across a production group that really helped you see your potential. Tell me about making beats and hearing your voice on the mic and taking it to the level that you have. Some of those starting moments. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. So the first time I really got into hip hop was back in 2016, 2017, around that time period. It was when this initiative came to my school. This is called Enwijinan. They are a mobile production studio that goes to schools across Turtle Island, going to schools at First Nation communities, and they record a music video, they write a song, they do all that. And I just remember when they came to my school, recording, it was pretty interesting hearing my voice on a very hip-hop oriented track, because at that time I was producing music, but I was doing something completely different.
And so, you know what? Let's let him hear what became of all of this. We are going to introduce you to his music, and it's coming off of his album 2020. And if you would like to talk directly with Matt Mack, we hope you'll dial in. 1-800-996-2848 is a number. And we do have 10 copies of his CD to share with you if you make it on air. So let's go now. This is Break Me Down by Matt Mack our July Music Maker.
I'm up in my mind again, damn, I don't know. I'm looking for them better days, I'm losing hope. I'm trying to be a better me, look what I become. I'm out here living my dreams now. Ain't nobody gonna break me down. I swear they wanna see me fall, but I ain't gonna give up now. I know I gotta break down the walls, just know I'll be fine. Growing up in the race, it wasn't always easy. I remember feeling like life wasn't for me. Searching for my dream, trying to find my way out. Searching for some answers just to find some clarity. Now I'm here, I'm looking back at them days. I've come a long, long way. I made a few mistakes, but I know that I will make it one day, yo. Finding myself and all this pain, yo. I couldn't do this by myself, I got my mom to thank. All the things you're going through, mom, it'll get better. When I blow up, I'll promise to send you letters. I know this ain't easy to hear, but I'm up in my mind again, damn, I don't know. I'm looking for them better days, I'm losing hope. I'm trying to be a better me, look what I become. I'm out here living my dreams now. Ain't nobody gonna break me down. I swear they wanna see me fall, but I ain't gonna give up now. I know I gotta break down the walls, just know I'll be fine. I'm up in my mind again, damn, I don't know. I'm looking for them better days, I'm losing hope. I'm trying to be a better me, look what I become. I'm out here living my dreams now. Ain't nobody gonna break me down. I swear they wanna see me fall, but I ain't gonna give up now. I know I gotta break down the walls, just know I'll be fine.
And there you have it, Matt Mack. He's here on the line with us. I know your ears perked up when you heard that track. Go ahead and tell us about it. Call in right now, 1-800-996-2848. Let's go to a caller. We have Edward on the line in Anchorage, Alaska, tuned in on KNBA. Edward, thanks for giving us a ring. You're connected to Matt Mack.
Hey, man, I like your music. It's really good. It's really raw. It feels like it's coming from your heart. I don't know. It's really good.
I got to agree with you, Edward. Thanks for your call. Enjoy the music. And Matt Mack, anything you want to tell Edward?
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. Knowing that that there's a lot of emotion to it. So I think in my songs, sometimes I feel like I don't get my point across, but hearing that just makes it all worthwhile. So I appreciate it.
Thanks so much. And you know what? Walk us through what we just heard. Tell me a little bit about the sounds that we're hearing and the message you're sending forward.
So in this particular song, I was mainly talking about, I was mainly reminiscing on growing up in the reserve, the struggles I had to face with growing up in such an isolated community. And that song was recorded I remember it was like a morning of a school day, and I was supposed to go to school, but I'd missed my ride, and my mom was like, you know, you stay home today, why not? So that morning I was looking through beats, and I found this beat, and I remember it was just me and my mom home. She was over there cleaning the house, doing what she does, and I was just like really thinking about the struggles that I had to deal with growing up in an isolated community, and I still deal with some of those struggles today. And I was just like, wow, this is just crazy as to like what I'm doing and what I'm working for and what I'm trying to achieve.
And you take us right to many different themes that we can relate to as Native people living in our community, also living away from home too. And for people out there who are being introduced to your nation, you're given a real view. And a lot of times, Matt Mack, we as Indigenous people have to face stereotypes or misconceptions. And how important is it to you that people understand an accurate view of who we are and hey, we are still alive? Go ahead.
So this is an interesting one for me as an Indigenous person. I feel like there's so much interesting, or like not too many good things. It's like you deal with there's a lot of people who deal with addiction or like a lot of these stereotypical Native things, but like I just use my platform as to be like, say, hey, look, I'm blind, I'm Indigenous, and I'm doing what I love to do, and it's out there for the world to hear.
And it's some good listening. If you would like to talk with Matt Mack, he is on the line with us the full hour. We just gave you one song. There are many more to explore on the album 2020, and he is our July music maker. And he's among many great musicians who have hopped on these airwaves to tell us their story, to tell us why they make the music they do. And you're hearing this chapter bringing us to hip-hop roots and pop music. And the other exciting thing that Matt Mack is going to be sharing with us coming up after the break is about constructing these great sounds, and you don't want to miss that, so stay tuned. But you are also invited to jump into this conversation right along with us. All you got to do is dial in. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. We look forward to your calls, and you can ask him questions too. And I still want to know, what do you think of that first song we shared with you? Got some more to share with you this hour, but go ahead, let Matt Mack know what you think of this music. We look forward to your calls. Phone lines are open. Again, the number to reach us is 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. So go ahead, jump up, dial in. Large, expensive water infrastructure projects would go a long way to solve water access problems on tribal lands, but they're very slow coming. In the meantime, nonprofits, tribes, and others are coming up with innovative and experimental water projects for individual homes and small communities. We'll talk about creative water solutions on the next Native America Calling.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, Strong Hearts Native Helpline is a no-charge, 24/7, confidential and anonymous domestic, dating, and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the Chat Now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This program is supported by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
This is Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood from Isleta Pueblo, and today our July music maker is Matt Mack. We're featuring his new album 2020, and if you would like to connect with him, give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And so Matt Mack, let's talk a little bit about the way these songs are constructed. I've seen some great YouTube videos that are online where you walk people through your process. And it's just amazing how you are using technology to give us these great sounds. So walk us through some of your process.
Yeah, so usually a lot of the times when I make music, I love to collaborate with people, whether that be through beats or like through songwriting. So like I collaborate a lot with people. I make beats, so a part of what I love to do is produce music. So I go from making an 8-bar sample, and then add some more to that. They like add elements like pads or strings or a guitar or a piano or drums even, and just putting together beats, making beats is just really fun for me, and I love doing it because I get to create a vibe for a song that I want to make, or a song that I want an artist to make, or just knowing that that vibe will be on it. It's fire. I like making beats, so it's something that I love doing with a passion. So.
You make some great beats, and getting lost in the music, I think, is a lot of fun when you're exploring and creating. And for you, when you hear these different sounds kind of playing against each other, or either almost holding hands and walking forward, what kind of thing does it open up for you, especially being able to be creative? And this genre just kind of says go wherever you want. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, so one, I love melodies. I love counter melodies. I love intricate flows. So like for me to be able to be very creative and see where I could take my musical abilities, it's pretty cool. Sometimes I amaze myself with the things I do. So
very nice. Well, you know what? We got another caller who would like to talk with you. And again, if you want to join us, 1-800-996-2848 is the number. Let's give away another CD. We're giving it to Andrew, who's in Spooner, Wisconsin, tuned in on WOJB. Andrew, thank you for dialing in. Go ahead. You're on air.
Thank you so much. And I just want to say, you know, flipping through the channels, really found your music, really inspired, you know. Like you said, coming from a rough spot in your life, you know, you didn't go to school that one day and you made a hit. So I think that's just really inspiring, and I'm really blessed that I could hear your music today. So thank you so much for making that song.
Thank you, Andrew. And Matt, go ahead. You're talking to Andrew.
Yo, Andrew, I really appreciate that. missing out on one day of classes was so worth it. I remember showing my mother and also my team the song, and they were all like, yo, this is pretty far. They were saying how that this is going to go pretty far, and I remember just hearing the song afterwards, like, yeah, I have a pretty good feeling about this song, and now we're here. So I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, Andrew, again, thank you for your call. Phone lines are open, 1-800-996-2848. And you know what, Matt, we're going to go to another song, Think Too Much, and go ahead and tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so Think Too Much was, it all started off with just a piano riff, like this piano thing I was just playing. It was like stuck in my head all day, and I was wanted to make a beat, and I made a beat, and the funny thing is, the beat, the instrumental itself, it was called Think Too Much. I gave it to a couple people, the song is basically talking about being in your head, being in your mind, and you tend to think too much as a young person. That is something that I deal with. Overthinking is a struggle for me, whether that be anything that I'm doing, if it's music or if I'm dealing with personal relationships or just trying out new things. So that's what the song is about. Just basically think too much. That's pretty straightforward.
Well, let's get our ears on it. This is Matt Mack and his song, Think Too Much, off of the album 2020.
Sometimes I feel I'm next to all my youngins. We steady struggling. This life is yours, you can get it how you want it, yeah. So let me fill these lungs. Let me use this stress to overcome. As I see you in the silence, I'm having trouble just to hear myself. Not really caring what the time is.
Am I crazy, man? I just can't tell. I've been through the fire, back and forth from heaven and down. I've lost my desire. Give me space, cause I need to, yeah. As I'm sitting here alone, alone, yeah. I'm just a body with a lonely soul, with nowhere else to go. I think too much, like I'ma lose my head. So many die too young. Sometimes I feel I'm next. Do all my youngest, we steady struggling.
For July Music Maker, this is Native America Calling. He's live with us, and the invitation has gone out. Join us by calling in 1-800-996-2848. Let's go back to Think Too Much.
I'ma lose my head. So many die too young. Sometimes I feel I'm next. To all my youngest, we steady struggling. This life is yours, you can get it how you want it, yeah. So let me fill these lungs. Let me use this stress to overcome.
Thank you to Matt Mack for giving us that song, Think Too Much, off of his album 2020. And you know what? We're going to go back to the phone lines. Giving us a ring out of Ryrie, Idaho, is Dulce on the line. Thanks for giving us a ring. Go ahead. You're on air.
Hi. Thanks for having me. I was just wondering, is it difficult being a First Nations artist, and does today's political climate affect your career?
Okay, thanks for asking, Dulce. Matt Mack, go ahead.
Being a First Nation is in, hello?
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. For me, interesting one, for sure, because your First Nation, I'm First Nation, being Indigenous, I don't really have a comment on that one.
And you know what I think of too, when we are thinking of Indigenous people putting their music out there, it's almost kind of like a platform to share a story and being an ambassador for our Native nations and sharing some of our truth, which sometimes it gets covered up. And I think that the music is also a vehicle that takes that message even faster. And Matt Mack, I'm going back to a lyric that we heard from in your song, and just even declaring growing up in your community. I think when I hear things like that, or people when they talk about being in their community, it really tells a story, because often you walk outside your door and there's a cousin across the street. There's somebody you went to elementary school with, and next door is the lady who makes bread that you buy. And it's really, you know, a really important part of who we are in our community. And so getting to tell your Indigenous story and share details, how important is that for you?
Yeah, so coming from, like, going back to the talk about growing up in the reserve, you deal with these problems. Isolation, it comes with a lot. So, like, for me to be able to share my experiences through music and, like, what I deal with, whether that be talking about being isolated in your head, or whether that be talking about, whether that be writing a song about feeling trapped or alone in an isolated community, or just everyday problems. So, like, for me, as an Indigenous person, to talk about some of the things that I go through personally, and it just means a lot to me, hopefully knowing that someone else out there would be able to relate to what I'm going through, or what I went through.
And even the two songs that we got to hear so far off the album, they seem to have a message also to young people as well. And Matt Mack, sometimes our young people don't hear this enough, that they're valued. We need you. You're important to us. And pushing through hard times is something you can do. You're providing that kind of message. And is there anything you'd like to share to maybe any young people who are listening to this program right now that are right there in their traditional community? Anything you want to share?
Yeah, so, look, as a young person growing up in an Indigenous community, for me, it was interesting because I felt alone. I felt I felt singled out for every now and then. But look, if you have a passion, if you have a goal, if you have something, and you feel like you just can't get to it, or you feel unmotivated, you have so much worth and potential. That's what I say. It's like, you only make so much of yourself, so do it.
There you have it. Message from Matt Mack. Talk to him directly by calling in. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And he is gracious enough to be sharing 10 copies with our listening audience today. Plenty of copies left to share with you. Go ahead, dial now. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. You'll get one if you're one of the first 10 people to dial in. So let's go ahead and go back to the phone lines. We have Michael, who is in Jemez Pueblo, tuned in on KUNM here in New Mexico. Michael, thanks for reaching out. You're talking to Matt Mack. Go ahead.
All right. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I belong to a drum group in Albuquerque, Shinkuska. We sing mostly Lakota style songs, northern style. And that last song, it reminded me of a drum song where his voice was the lead singer, and then to belt it out even more, that the bass drum came in just in time, and it's like speaking to our ancestors, to Creator, and to nature in general. And it's surprising how Natives, you know, when we do stuff like that, it is spiritual, and sometimes we don't think that way until we actually hear it, and it brings back a lot of memories and brings back a lot of cultural significance.
Yep, that drum, oh boy, it is definitely important to us. Matt Mack, anything you want to tell Michael?
Well, for me, I like the production element, excuse me, a lot of the times is funny you say the drum is, a lot of the times my favorite production element is the drum. So, like, when I make beats, or like when I make songs, I always make sure, like, for me, the drum has to hit, whether that be some weird percussion thing I put in the in the beat, or like any for that matter, or the 808, or the 808 bass, or the anything for that matter. For me, it's just like, yeah, I never really thought of that until now, actually. So that is really, thank you for, I appreciate that for bringing that aspect to me.
Thank you, Michael. And you know what, Matt Mack, you really know how to bring the bass. I had to listen to it really loud because it was just so much fun going through the album and connecting with your different compositions. And for those people who really like to turn up the bass or get in their ride and feel the bass, any special message to them and what they'll find on this album?
Yeah, so a lot of my music is trap-oriented. So, like, a lot of the times I tend to max out, like, a lot of the drums, a lot of the 808 basses in a way that it kind of distorts, but it kind of doesn't. But if you really like that, if you really like bass music or just trap music with a good vibe, so I think for this particular album, it's very interesting when it comes to like bass beats. I had a lot of fun doing a lot of the production elements, and I'm pretty sure you will have a lot of fun just listening to it and jamming out into it and just vibing out to it. So.
Very nice. And you know what? We'll give them more music coming up after the break, but we still have time to learn and experience the different things that Matt Mack has given us today and will continue to give us in the future. And you can also talk with him by dialing in. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And what would you like to share with this young musician? You hear his journey. Is there anything you want to tell him? Maybe you also have a young musician in your circle and you're getting some ideas. Go ahead, call. We are ready to hear from you. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And we still have CDs to give away. Make it on air. You can qualify for one of them if you're one of the first 10 callers to give us a ring. So go ahead and do that right now. The number to reach us is 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE.
Smoking gave me COPD, which makes it harder and harder for me to breathe. I have a tip for you. If your doctor gives you 5 years to live, spend it talking with your grandchildren. Explain to him that your grandpa's not going to be around anymore to share his wisdom and his love. I haven't figured out how to do that yet. I'm running out of time.
COPD makes it harder and harder to breathe and can cause death. You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This is Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood. And live and direct from the Garden Hill First Nation is Matt Mack, our July music maker. And we are definitely enjoying the sounds that he has brought to the world on his album 2020. And we are also inviting you into the conversation. Just dial 1-800-996-2848 is a number. And you know what? Let's go ahead and give away another CD courtesy of Niwi Gian Records and Matt Mack. We're going to go ahead and say hi to Mona, who is in Cheyenne River, South Dakota, tuned in on KIPI. Mona, thanks for dialing in. You're on air.
Yes, I just wanted to say that our youth really do need inspirational leaders like Mr. Mack, and the music that he's producing is just what our people need. We have had such a high rate of youth suicide, and my aunt Melda told me time and time again that our youth are the ones who really, really need the prayers to be strong, be healthy, to go on and be our leaders, because like you said, we do need you, the youth. We need you to be our leaders in the future, because without great leaders, where are we going to be?
I gotta agree with you, Mona. Thank you for sharing that, and really appreciate the message you're sharing too. Thanks for your call out of Cheyenne River, South Dakota. And Matt Mack, go ahead. Anything you want to tell Mona?
That's a really interesting perspective. I can agree with you. It's like, we need our leaders, that's for sure. That's one thing. I back in the day, when I was young, I used to look up to a leader. And he's the one who really inspired me to get into music. So, just by that really got me into music. So that's, I really appreciate hearing that perspective from you. So, yeah.
Thank you, Mona. We now go to Jackson in Cincinnati, Ohio, tuned in online. Jackson, thanks for reaching out. You're on air.
Hey, Matt. First, I just want to say thank you so much for what you've, you know, really added to the rap game and to hip hop as an indigenous artist. I just can't thank you enough. And I'd just like to ask you, you know, being such an inspirational rags to riches story, you know, what has all that you've achieved in hip hop and how, you know, all that you've come to gain, has that kind of changed you and changed the direction of your music?
Thank you for that. Go ahead, Matt Mac.
Yeah, for sure. Just being like doing this particular genre did change my like perspective on my career and as to like what I wanted to do as a music producer and as a recording artist. So like doing this particular wave of music, it's great because for me it's natural for me. I get to express myself in a way that feels comfortable to me. It's great. So I really appreciate that, and it really just does feel natural for me to being able to do this type of music. So, and I also have fun making it too. So there you go.
Fun. Yes, this stuff is a lot of fun, and you also know how to have fun. And the circle that you run with is pretty impressive as well. And you even shared the stage with Nelly Furtado. And Matt Mac, if you want to talk about that moment, go ahead.
Meeting Nelly Furtado is I was nervous at first. I'm not even going to tell you. But just being able to talk to her was pretty cool. She was really down to earth, and it was great. Being able to perform with her in front of a really large crowd, it was great. It was awesome.
And you can find that on YouTube. Type in Nelly Furtado and Matt Mac, and you'll get to see some of that. You know what? We're going to go to another call who is joining us today out of Atlanta, Georgia. On the line, we have Question. Question, thanks for dialing in. You're on air.
Hey, thank you for letting me in, Tara. Much love to the entire program. Matt, what's up, bro? I just wanted to call in and show you love, man. How you doing? So glad to see you on here doing your thing, bro.
I appreciate that, man. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, for sure, bro. I just wanted to show you love, man. Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
In Question, when you get to hear Matt Mac's music, what does it do to you?
It really makes me feel a certain way. This is my personal friend, a brother of mine. We do a lot of work together. So when I see him on a platform like this, and I see people calling up and talking to him and really reaching out and hearing the feedback that Matt is getting, I'm just really proud. I'm elated for him. I'm just excited. So it's nothing but love.
Thank you for that. And again, if you want to join us, 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And Matt Mac, you also connect with other producers and people who make music. And this is a special group. And if they make music the way you do, I'm going to have to tune in some more. Anything you want to share about the people who are alongside you in all of this and in this journey?
Yeah, sure. So I currently work with this collective. It's an internet collective, and I really appreciate Question for coming on here. And this collective is called Blind and Famous. We are a team of blind producers, songwriters, and recording artists, and we do it all from like we make beats, we produce music, we mix our stuff, we record our stuff, we write our stuff. So for me, being able to be connected with this collective really, really changed my just the way I make music and just my sound altogether. And they really helped me to update my sound and make it current. So I really, it's hats off to Blind and Famous BNF for making that happen for me and paving the way for me to do all this. So I really got to show love to the Blind and Famous collective. So yeah.
Very nice. You know what? Let's give him some more. This is off of the album 2020. And if you want to talk to Matt Mac, You got to dial real quick. 1-800-996-2848 is a number. We have a handful of CDs left, so go ahead and dial now. We now go to the song Paradise off of the album 2020 by Matt Mack.
Matt Mack making vibes. When I'm with you, I'm in paradise, paradise. I swear my eyes are paralyzed, paralyzed. Cause with you, I'm in paradise, paradise. And trust me, that is rare to find, rare to find. Used to live without a care in life, care in life. And now I am in paradise, paradise. I'll hold you down, I swear I'll try, swear I'll try. I just wanna share the night with you. Remember you, my soul, that I need. You challenge me in ways that help me to believe that you're my only hope, a place where I feel safe, a heart made of gold that I will never change. You're beautiful, I know that I will never waste this. Want you to know that I'm so happy that we waited. We have a love that everybody out here chasing. You are my world, so here's my whole heart for your taking. So every day when I wake up, I can't believe my eyes. I feel alive, the deepest of my dreams are alive. I will take your lead, I just wanna take some time. Just take my time. When I'm with you, I'm in paradise, paradise. I swear my eyes are paralyzed, paralyzed. Cause with you, I'm in paradise, paradise. And trust me, that is rare to find, rare to find. Used to live without a care in life, care in life. And now I am in paradise, paradise. I'll hold you down, I swear I'll try, swear I'll try. I just wanna share the night, share the night with you.
And there you have it. More from Matt Mack off of the album 2020. This is Paradise. Tell him what you think about this song by dialing in 1-800-996-2848. Go ahead and dial now. We're ready.
You help me shine through my pain and through our time. You never stray, you never lie. Girl, you might escape with you, I hide. We'll find our way, we'll share our lives. We have a love that will not die, who will not die, yeah. So every day when I wake up, I can't believe my eyes. I feel alive, the deepest of my dreams are alive. I will take your lead, I just wanna take some time. Just take my time. When I'm with you, I'm in paradise, paradise. I swear my eyes are paralyzed, paralyzed. Cause with you, I'm in paradise, paradise. And trust me, that is rare to find, rare to find. Used to live without a care in life, care in life. And now I am in paradise, paradise. I'll hold you down, I swear I'll try, swear I'll try. I just wanna share the night, share the night with you.
Matt Mack, you are giving us some fun, and there is a lot of fun on this album. And this song, tell me a little bit about its spirit.
Yeah, so Paradise. Let's see. It's crazy because for this song, I remember thinking about I was mainly reminiscing on past relationships, and especially like relationships that I had that was over the summer, and just reminiscing on like summer memories, and it just brought me back to like the summer vibe. So I had like a beat in my computer that I made, and I pulled it up and I was just like, Paradise. Okay. So
and I feel the play in it and kind of that lightness. And you know what? It is fun to put that summer playlist together and just think of, you know, some of the freedom that we get when we're in full sun and things have blossomed and, you know, the fruit is growing on the tree and we have this time to be together as well. There's a lot of great things that come forth when we open up the doors with music, and you are definitely opening up many doors today with what you're sharing. And what's it like to just kind of have fun and just, you know, put some lyrics on some beats that are just meant to just let people let loose?
For me, like, it's all about the vibes for me. It's like, what can I make? How can I make somebody feel this? How can I put this type of energy? And just getting the chance to do that, it's rewarding for me. And knowing that that someone is out there is either feeling something from my songs, or like it brings them back to a certain time, or it brings them back to like a certain emotion. Like, that's pretty much like, I just, for me, making songs, producing songs, writing songs, recording, all of that effort, and then knowing that I brought somebody to like a time in their life, or just making a memory while they listen to the song, just knowing that, it makes all the work well.
Sure. And there's lots of memories to be had when you pop this in your playlist. You know what? Let's go back to the phone lines. We have Esther in Kotzebue, Alaska, tuned in on KOTZ. Esther, thanks for calling. Go ahead. You're on air.
Good morning. I've never really listened to a native rap. And I grew up in the 90s, you know, where we hear all the real rap, you know, where everybody feel it to the core. And then hearing him, the first native rap that I've heard, you know, it gave me chills in my body, and it just makes me think, you know, like, this young kid is doing it from his heart, just like Tupac and Biggie did. They did it from their heart, from experience, you know. And that's so awesome. Props to you, dude. I don't know how you feel inside, how amazing your grandparents may feel, you know, where your tribe come or whatever, you know. It's just so cool. You inspire so many young people. And, you know, if I can get a CD or whatever, you know, I'll show it to people here in Kotzebue, Alaska. I got young friends, old friends, you know, who probably wouldn't mind listening to it. And if it gave me chills, I'm sure it's going to give some of these other guys chills too here.
Sure. And even taking you back. I'm glad you mentioned that too, Esther. And Matt Mack, we got to wrap things up. And if you want to tell Esther anything or leave us with any final thoughts, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. I feel like there's like, to me, this like making hip hop and rap music, it's absolutely great for me to know that that I represent not only my indigenous culture, but not only am I representing my indigenous culture, I'm also like representing the blind community, and to know that anything is pretty much possible if you put your mind to it, whether if you're indigenous, blind, or if you don't really have that much musical talent and you want to build up musical talent, if you're starting late, if you're starting early, it doesn't matter. It's just, if you have enough passion, you'll do it. You'll make it. I tell myself, that's something I tell myself all the time.
And then you make this great music. Well, congratulations on this album. Matt Mack, thank you for joining us today. The name of it is 2020. Thank you for being here with us. And thank you to Matt Mack, as well as Nawijian Records, for also providing CDs to our listeners today. And that's going to wrap it up for our July Music Maker. Thanks to our crew as well, our executive producer, Art Hughes, associate producer, Andy Murphy, Marino Spencer, our engineer, Nola Daves Moses, the distribution director, and Bob Peterson, the network manager, both for Native Voice One. Also thanks to Antonio Gonzalez with National Native News. I'm your host and producer, Tara Gatewood. We'll meet you here again on Monday.
The Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention remind you, receiving the COVID-19 vaccination protects you, your family, and your community, and urge you to please contact your tribal or urban clinic to get your COVID-19 vaccination if you haven't already. More information at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus, who support this show.
How may Taki Piki protect your young athlete with the proper gear and health care coverage? Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. A message from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Oh, hechetuelo.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico, by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service. Music is by Brent Michael Davids. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.